In agriculture, there is sometimes infighting between groups that support organic or conventional production methods. The two do not have to be mutually exclusive, and both hold keys to achieving bigger yields with less resources. Gary Zimmer helps farmers see the possibilities. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Gary Zimmer is president of Midwestern BioAg. He consults with both conventional and organic farmers around the world. He believes in biological farming, meaning he is not opposed to new technology, but does try to use innovative, sustainable ways to produce more from less. He's learned much from farmers on other continents.
I travel at least 4 to 5 different countries every year and consult on agriculture. It's almost more advanced in Australia and South Africa in some ways because they have no choice and they got such a harsh climate. But this carbon-based fertilizers and getting more efficient.
Zimmer and his son farm about 1,000 acres in Wisconsin. Their farm happens to be organic, but he's achieving yields some may think impossible.
Soil structure has a lot to do with weeds, and so all the residues and that, we're real believers in shallow incorporating our residues. I want a blanket on my farm. And then we have row cleaners on our planters. Now, we might plant 10 days later than our neighbors. We plant a little shorter day corn. I said our top corn was 240 this year, and we had a lot of corn over 175 bushel.
He focuses on limiting factors in the soil. In other words, you can use the latest seeds or weed control, but they are only as good as some of the seemingly basic things you do for your soils.
I tell the farmers, let's shuffle your dollar. I'm not the judge on what chemicals good or bad or not, and I'm sure some have been beneficial. They're not all harsh and awful, I'm sure, just like antibiotics, but they don't ever make it better next year, just like nitrogen. We got to get more efficient with the natural systems.
His family not only runs a consulting business, but they direct market some of the food they grow. His latest book, Advancing Biological Farming, was just released. Zimmer's insights truly help farmers from all backgrounds and regions of the world look at some of the little things they can do to get more from less. Traveling the countryside in Blue Mounds, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.